The transfer of power to a sovereign government in Iraq is scheduled to happen at the end of June. There are still a lot of unanswered questions about that transition. News analyst Daniel Shore says one of the biggest questions involves the role of the U.S. military.
At a Council on Foreign Relations meeting the other evening, I asked General Peter Pace, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, what the position of American forces in Iraq would be after the handover of sovereignty scheduled for June 30th. Carefully, he replied that the coalition forces would remain at the request of the Iraqi government, and their exact authority is still being worked out. Actually, negotiations with the interim government have apparently reached a deadlock, and the New York Times reports today that the governing council has decided to leave the issue to the sovereign government, having concluded that the question is too momentous to be handled without a popular mandate from the Iraqi people. What's involved here is a status of forces agreement that can determine everything from when coalition troops go into battle against insurgents to who is in charge when a soldier commits a crime. The Bush administration has been especially resistant to permitting foreign authority over American troops. For that reason, it has shunned the idea of a United Nations Rapid Reaction Force and an international criminal court. There have been bitter disputes with Japan over accusations of sexual assault by soldiers in Okinawa. The Bush administration continues to insist on a transfer of authority to the Iraqis on June 30th, even though the timetable for preliminary steps has been slipping. A draft constitution was supposed to be ready by next Saturday. It apparently won't be. The status of forces agreement was supposed to be ready by the end of March. Not likely. It can be a delicate matter after a war, converting occupiers to allies and making friends of enemies. And equally delicate, handing over the reins of government to untried leaders who have been often divided by ethnic hatreds and suspicions. And without knowing what a sovereign government will look like and what the security situation then will be, it is hard to imagine the Bush administration ceding or even sharing authority over American forces. This is Daniel Shore.